One Night in Winter by Simon Sebag Montefiore. Read by Simon Slater. Not a soul knew about it, and probably no one would ever know. He was leading a double life. One was undisguised, plain for all to see, and known to everyone who needed to know. Full of conventional truths and conventional deception, identical to the lives of his friends and acquaintances, and another which went on in secret. And by some strange, possibly fortuitous chain of circumstances, everything that was important, interesting and necessary for him, where he behaved sincerely and did not deceive himself, and which was the very essence of his life, that was conducted in complete secrecy. Anton Chekhov, The Lady with the Little Dog. Prologue. June 1945. Just moments after the shots, as Serafima looks at the bodies of her school friends, a feathery whiteness is already frosting their blasted flesh. It is like a coating of snow, but it's midsummer, and she realizes it's pollen. Seeds of poplar are floating, bouncing and somersaulting through the air in random manoeuvres, like an invasion of tiny alien spaceships. Muscovites call this summer snow. That humid evening, Serafima struggles to breathe, struggles to see. Later, when she gives her testimony, she wishes she had seen less, knew less. "These aren't just any dead children," slurs one of the half-drunk policemen in charge of the scene.